Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. Okay, it's a channel that we watch, and we really like it. Hi, everybody, I'm Ronnie. You can find me over on Roast Pricks, the Bachelor Roast podcast. And as usual, it's Ben Mandelka from Game Brain, and guess what else? The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Okay, it's a cartoon. You can find it on YouTube. We're also both on Cameo. That's been really fun doing during this crisis, saying hi to people and talking. Because guess what? We're not seeing a lot of people during this. So that's been great. What else, Ben? Oh, this is we're doing this live stream trial again today. So if you want to do any part of live streaming, sign up at the Crappens On Demand level over on Patreon. This will be available as a video, as was yesterday's Vanderpump Rules recap. And maybe next week we'll get like a streaming party or something together so we can all do this together one night like we did on Instagram Live. But it's going to be on Patreon, okay?
Yeah, we're totally playing around with Zoom and YouTube Live and our Patreon thing and this and that and IG Live. So we're just going to try all sorts of different fun things because we want to still, like, have fun. Also, the newsletter is coming out, I think, hopefully, fingers crossed, okay, for later today. So if you haven't signed up, go to watchcrappens.com and sign up. So that way you receive it in your inbox. And when it does go out, double-check your spam filters. Because that's, like, so rude that our newsletter would go to your spam. But it might happen. So, double check.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Gents, check your Carl filters because the newsletter might go into your Carl folder. And we don't need that, gents. Mm-hmm.
Your Carl folder doesn't understand why you're upset.
Yeah. Your Carl folder just says, let's have more fun. We're having fun. Your Carl folder's having fun.
Wow, Carl. So, Gaslighting Carl. Here we are back with Summer House, episode 408, called X's and Oh No's.
Yeah. I love Summer House. Guys, I love it. I was watching it last night, and I was like, this show is so good. It is so good. And I think that one of the reasons why I think I am loving it so much is I think some, like, I really think Paige and Hannah, and sometimes even when Amanda's hanging out with them, and even Jules, when the girls are sort of just all hanging out, not so much Lindsay, but I mean, even she, when they're hanging out, there's something kind of like so real and relatable about that in a way that's different from when the girls hang out on Vanderpump Rules. When the girls hang out on Vanderpump Rules, they're like just super evil and basic. And when they hang out on Summer House, I actually kind of feel like they're my friends. Is that so demented to say?
That is fucking demented. That's weird. I'm glad that you feel that and that you're feeling good and that you feel
is
like
this,
you
is know, this quarantine getting me?
I think it is. I think you're starting to lose your mind. And it's also like really lowballing your dreams. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Like, I need you to have bigger dreams as my friend and partner in life.
I'm 41
like,
now.
No, that's what I'm saying. You have to dream bigger things. Like, I want you to dream, like, you know what? When I saw Michelle Obama on TV the other day telling us to wash our hands, which I don't know that it happened. I'm assuming that it happened at some point.
I'm sure she told someone.
Then I want you to be like, I feel like I'm friends with Michelle Obama. Because then I'd be like, oh my God, let's invite her to pretend lunch. You know?
When,
that like the girls of, or the people of Summer House? No, man, no.
But here's the thing, though. Okay, so Michelle Obama, obviously icon of Michelle Obama. Like, I could see myself seeing her on a commercial and being like, oh, I wish I could be friends with her, or I wish I could get invited over. Like, that's how I feel about like Ina Garten. And in fact, when there was the episode where Ina Garten went and
no, don't say wish, don't say wish around Ina Garten, because she won't even fulfill a make a wish for a little kid. Ina Garten's really an evil person, so don't say I wish.
So good. Oh yeah, all the stories about her, all the real life stories are so evil, which I love. But here's the thing: when I see Ina Garten, like if the episode where Ina Garten hung out with Michelle Obama, I was like, wow, you know, it's like I aspire to be friends with them.
God, but I'm when so I jealous see the girls on, like, I'm even jealous of like things that you get, you just happen to watch at home. Like, I put on Ina Garten and I get the cast of Mary Poppins. I was like, what's this
terrible
about?
Episode. Oh,
what's that was terrible. So okay, go
like,
ahead.
Emily Blunt was in her car. She's like, I'm going to go see, you know, Garten. I'm like, you don't even know who Ina Garten is, Emily Blunt. Don't even try to make it seem like it. Okay?
And didn't that hooker fry some potatoes? I was like, really? You're making like little fingerling potatoes? Wow. Mary Poppins. What'd she make?
Nothing could ever be worse than the episode when there were like these people who spent like thousands of dollars on a silent auction to have Ina Garten make them lunch. So she did it on an episode and she made cold lobster salad and Eden Mess is basically like whipped cream and like berries or something, like the most basic and basic thing. And Ina's like, you know, my favorite thing is that when people expect something formal, you give them something really casual instead. I'm like, they paid like $5,000 for this meal, Ina. Make something hot.
Yeah, but, I like that Ina Garten hates humanity. She's like, fuck you guys. This is why I have a garden and only talk to the guy at the butcher shop. Okay?
But to be fair, she did have Alec Baldwin and Mariska Hargitay on that episode too. So they did get something out of it. But the point is this.
Those are Mariska Hargitay loved that.
I think Mariska Hargitay, watching Alec Baldwin and Mariska Hargitay assemble Eaton messes was a mood. But you know, the thing is that I aspire to be friends with Ina Garten, but I know realistically it probably will never happen. But I feel like when I see Paige and Hannah, it's not like I'm aspiring to be friends with them. I feel like they reflect conversations and vibes that I've had with other friends already, you know? And I think and the reason why I say that in this episode, which had like sort of like a Luke bombshell, you know, I feel like the way the women rallied around Hannah was a way that I've seen other of my friends rally around other friends in situations like that, you know? So that's what I think there was something about that in this crazy quarantine time that I found really comforting.
Okay, I'll give you that.
thank you.
Here's what I found not comforting at all and why I don't aspire to be their friend. I don't care about your shitty, terrible relationship, and I don't want to sit here and talk about it all day. Like, I'm paying like how many thousands of dollars a day to stay in this gorgeous house in the Hamptons, and I have to hear about you like trying to fuck Jordan, who you don't even like. You're just trying to give yourself something. It's like, I don't care, okay? I don't care about you dating some fucking old man who doesn't want to come to the place.
Okay,
like,
Bethany Frankel. So you're the what? You're Bethany Frankel walking through with a slice of watermelon. Like, seriously, like. Like, I don't care. Like, why are you talking about this, okay? Why are you talking about this, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Except I'm fatter and way poorer. God. Now, Bethany Frankel. Now, I don't want to be friends with her. Mm-mm. But I would love to be the beneficiary of her will. Is that a thing that I can get, you know? That's a
you
thing.
You could be like, Bethany, I'm your long-lost son, Ronnie. She's like, what are you talking about? It's me. Your son, Ronnie.
Don't you remember that time you boned the guy from Game of Thrones who played Varys under the bleachers of the horse racing track? Don't you remember?
Oh my God.
I am the product of that. Okay.
You could totally have a Brenda Blethyn moment with Secrets and Lies where Blethyn's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And then she like looks at the wall and sobs. She goes,
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no, honey, you must be mistaken. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I remembered.
All right. So
if anyone hasn't seen that movie, by the way, you should also watch that movie. So first of all, you get the joke.
It must be a mistake. I'm terribly sorry. I mean, I'm wanting you, you know. I can't be. Oh, no.
Yeah, we haven't had a Brenda Bleden moment for a while.
I'm crazy today. I'm sorry, everyone.
So.
We got that kind of romance. Holding love in our hands.
You're holding love in your hands? That's a terrible place to hold love, okay?
Don't hold hands. Listen, you're going to have to wash your hands afterwards, all right? We know what's happening.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the disease. I'm like, ew, get it out of your hands.
I think on this show, they thought they were holding love in their hands, but they were just holding coronavirus. They were like, oh, had no idea. Sorry.
Mommy, Trixie Monocle just infected love.
So Kyle's with his mom and Amanda's mom and Earl the monkey, because they're still trying to make those crazy antique animals a thing, and like it is literally never caught on with anyone in the audience ever. So Kyle's like, the moms are coming back to the Hamptons. This is gonna be a good weekend. # lover boy, lover mom.
The episode literally nobody is asking for. Like, hey, I hope we get that yearly Bring Your Mom to the Hamptons episode. Like, I'm sorry, but nobody is waiting. These ladies seem very nice and everything. And I know I'm extra grouchy today, but I don't. You know what I care about less than Jules fucking that weirdo who can't get it up? Your mom. Okay.
Seriously. So the moms are in the back of this car. Kyle's in the driver's seat, and Amanda gets in, and Amanda's mom, Donna, is like, hey, sweetie, how are you? And of course, Amanda goes, tired. Now, by the way, public service announcement, you know that whenever anyone says, how are you, you're never allowed to say tired, right? Even if you're exhausted, you just can never say tired. It's a rule. It's a rule. You never, ever, ever say tired.
That's the only way we know how to communicate in our family. It's like, I'm tired. I'm tired. How are you tired? How are you tired? Why are you tired? Well, work. Oh, well, really? You worked hard? Well, listen to what I did. I worked and went to the grocery store. Oh, really? And then we have tired fights to see, like, who's worked harder at being tired.
No, that's unacceptable. The thing is, you can get around to saying that you're tired, but if someone says, how are you? You can say, I'm good, or I'm a little off, blah, 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 blah. But like, if you just say tired, like no one knows where to go with that, right? It's a conversation killer.
Yeah, but I think it proves like that I'm doing something, you know? Like, I'm tired. I did things today, even though right now I'm tired. Guess why I'm tired right now? Literally slept until 5 minutes before. I woke up, took notes, went to sleep, read a book, went to sleep, ate some chips, went to sleep again, ate some more chips in my bed, which I felt like a real rebel. Went to sleep again. Guess what? Turns out that makes you tired. So there you go. I'm tired too, Amanda.
I'm tired because I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. And, you know, picking up fake branches is really hard. Because that's what I do. I dig holes and pick up branches. And I donate things to a museum on my island. That's all.
So then Lindsay and Carl are in the other car, and Lindsay's just doing that thing where she's like, I'm just going to act really mad until Carl hugs me and tells me that we're best friends. But that doesn't work with a man who is completely devoid of any kind of emotion and also really into avoiding your emotions. Okay. It's not going to work. You can't emotionally blackmail a narcissist. Okay.
Yeah, you can't emotionally blackmail someone who is super intent on convincing himself and everyone around him that he is like having the best time ever. So he's like wearing this big giant hat and he's like, So what do you think about my new hat? Yeah, what do you think about my new hat? She's like,
That's fantastic.
You wanna have a hat off? Yeah. You hat me at hello. Gotta hat it to you. Hattie McDaniel from Gone with the Wind.
I couldn't come up with any. I'm impressed with Hattie McDaniel from Gone with the Wind.
On a haunted tin roof. Huh?
Hats. It's a new musical starring Jennifer Hudson that's now streaming. It's called Hats.
Hats. Now and forever. I laughed. I cried. It was better than Hats.
The Hats and the Furious. I did it.
The Hats and the Hats Knots.
hats and the hats knots. Hey, Carl, this is how you know that Lindsay is lying and she's not really Carl's friend. Because if Lindsay was a real friend, she would have said, Carl, take that money you're spending on stupid hats and buy some shorts that aren't white and buy some pants that aren't white jeggings. Okay?
Yeah. All his clothes are out of proportion. Hats too big, pants too short, too tight. You know, like everything's like the wrong thing.
That's
you know?
Too numerous.
Yeah.
They get to the house. She's like, you really think that you can disrespect me the way that you did last weekend and then pretend that everything's normal?
Yes, actually, that's my plan for going to this weekend. Yes, all the house. So they get there. They arrive at the house. And Carl's like, oh, I hit the curb. Oh, it's like, yeah, you didn't pay attention as usual. Of course, Carl's the type that hits. You know, he hits so many curbs. He is a curb hitter. Sorry about the curb, gents. Sorry.
That is a man who gets a free Lexus at the beginning of the year in exchange for Instagram ads, okay? Don't give people free cars. They're very reckless. It hurts the public when you give people free cars because then the people with the free shit are just like, whoops, sorry, hit a curb. Who cares? Sorry I sideswiped you in the parking lot, but I'm not really because what do I give a shit? I'm getting this car back at the end of the summer.
Exactly. You know, if he put his own money into a car, which admittedly would probably just be like a Yugo, you know, then he'd be real careful.
So they get to the house and everything, they go inside and everybody starts arriving and Luke just walks up to his guitar on his bed like, hey there, buddy. I'm like, Luke, stay away from that guitar, okay?
But to see you, old friend.
Yeah, talk about endangering the public. Stay away from your guitar, sir.
Guitar coronavirus, please. So yeah. And then Carl, we see him, he's got like a roller bed and he wants to push his basically his like away luggage into his door. He's like, hey, you think I can make it one shot, guys? You think I can make it? Yeah, I'm gonna do it. We're having so much fun right now. He just like rolls, pushes his luggage across the floor. No one cares, Carl.
Guess what it does? It hits the door, which makes me believe Carl does not pay rent to stay here either and that the show pays for it because he obviously has no care for anybody in the world but himself, okay?
Hey, all bows. I hit the door curb. Yeah.
Called a jam, Carl.
So then Jordan and Jules is like, oh, look at us. Wow, I'm back to the same spot as before. Can I have it?
Yeah. This reminds me of this one time I was traveling through rural Morocco, and I came upon some nomads, and they actually recognized me because we went to high school together. Yeah, foreign exchange program. And they're like, hey, here's a part of the blanket you can sit on. It's where we've kept it for you. It's your spot. So this reminds me of that right now. Isn't that hilarious? And then we had sex.
And Jules is like, I invited Jordan again. Our sex life is weird, but I've got something up my pirate sleeves. She's so intense.
It's an Apple Pay program.
Yeah. She's so intense. So Kyle's like, Carl tells them, surprise, it's Kyle and Amanda's Mother's Weekend. We're going to get to meet mothers. And Jules goes,
She's like, I don't know how to react, but I'm hoping that by the time I get to the end of this word, I'll have a suitable reaction. I'll just say, oh, really long until I decide what to do.
Well, you're really going to understand a lot about Kyle once you meet his mom.
And then we cut to the car where Amanda's mom is like, wait, so how long did Kyle nurse until? How old was he? And his mom's like, oh, he was quite old. We were having conversations. Some might say he's a natural born sucker.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, well, it was great. You know, I breastfed him until the time he told me I had to wake up earlier and do his social media. And I said, that's enough. So I suckled him right off.
Yeah. One day he's got my nipple in his mouth and he said, you know what would help if you vacuumed around here a little? And I said, fuck you, kid. You're going to learn to eat fruit roll ups like everybody else in the goddamn neighborhood. Get off my tit.
So I gave him a turtle, and I thought that would solve things, but let a whole other can of worms. Literally a can of worms. He came back with a can of worms, said, here, Mom, this is for you. Thanks for the tits.
It's like, breastfeeding is a partnership. And Amanda goes, I hear you. I'm just so far from that.
I'm so tired.
So Kyle's being passive aggressive, and he's like, well, I was hoping with summer in full swing we could look at wedding venues, but we didn't really get search going. And by we, I mean Amanda, who apparently this is all Amanda's thing to do because she's got a full-time job and is doing work for me and has to do wedding venue stuff. But I get to go out and party and say that I'm getting Loverboy in the bars. So
Yeah. But Kyle, we had to cut some of the venues off because of the noise ordinance, Kyle.
Maybe if we find the perfect venue, Kyle, you know, one that offers like a guacamole station, but it does have a 10 p.m. curfew, maybe we'll just start it earlier. Manda, I'm not going to have a wedding at 10:30 in the morning. I didn't see that, Kyle.
And the moms just look at each other like, oh, no, our terribly boring children who are completely confident at having a decent, normal relationship are in trouble. Should we give a shit or just enjoy the one night we have in the Hamptons to relax?
I think, yeah. And they also that look also seemed to say, next time we're taking Uber. Yeah. So now Carl is FaceTiming Sarah. So Sarah, at the end of the last episode, was like, you're a fuckboy and I don't appreciate you. Bye. But now she seems to have been, you know, she's hypnotized back in. So Carl's FaceTiming her. Hi, how are you? Yeah, you look great, by the way. You look great, by the way. Which is so, that's like, so Carl. Like the only time, like, I don't know. I started to get myself very mad very quickly. And I've got to
like
myself.
It. I'm just over here watching it like a gunfight. Like, ooh.
It's like he's so cliche. Carl is so Carl. Because, you know, every time they get into cars to go somewhere, he always tells one girl, by the way, you look great. By the way, you look great. You look great.
Yeah, that's such a douchey guy thing to say. It's like, oh, I don't want the lady to be mad at me. Really, all women want to know is that they look good to a man. Right?
I have like a little crush on you right now. By the way, you look great.
You're hot. That's you're hot. Let me tell you, you're hot. All right?
Yeah.
I
mean, the hair pulled back? Goddamn.
And by the way, she doesn't. Either Sarah's, and no offense, like Sarah looks like she needs a B12 shot. I'm just gonna say that right now. I'm no doctor, but she looks like she needs some vitamins. Okay, so Sarah's like, she's kind of like crinkly, like looking like suspicious, but she's like, hey babe, I'm like, what are you hey babying him, Sarah? Okay, yeah. I'm having a Dana moment with Sarah, like I had this week with Dana from, I was like, well, who am I having a Dana like? With Dana from Vanderpump Rules. Where it's like, one minute you're like, empowerment, I'm not going to take this from a douchebag. And then the very next week, you're like, okay, well, I do need to be in this scene. So
yeah.
I'll just let all that go and totally forgive him. Totally fine now.
Yeah. And Carl, you know, while he's like, you know, flirting with Sarah, he is, you know, poor Carl. He's like, you know, it makes me sad not having a best friend to talk to. It makes me sad. I'm like, well, next time don't finger bang your best friend. And then lead her on to think you're moving into a relationship phase and then just up and ask someone else out in front of her face. How about that, Carl? Yeah.
So then, to show that not just men are sexist pigs, Hannah's over there showing everybody the video that she made of Luke, where she's like, take off your shirt. Hey, okay. You need to take off your shirt to sell that ring, all right, loser? He's like, all right. And just takes off his shirt. Look, I make rings.
Look at me. I teach hockey and make rings. Hey, rings, rinks. It almost works. So they're looking at the video that she made, and we learned that Luke has been texting Hannah and call, like they've been texting and calling like every single day, and Hannah's like really excited for this weekend because, you know, shit's gonna happen, you know. So already we're starting to feel a little weird, and so but they've been like they're in the kitchen now together and they're getting really close. They're just sort of like being super flirtatious, and Paige is like, I'm going to let you guys have this moment because I feel weird. So, bye.
Yeah.
She just sort of, like, leaves.
Jordan's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I got lost in my notes because it's summer house. So they're all talking outside. And Jordan's like, really good to be back, guys. And Hannah's like, where's Jules? Like, what's going on with you two? And he's like, you know, it's just, it's fun. It's summer. We're dating. It's like I told Dakota Fanning on the set of, of Dumbo. Listen, babe, Kathy Bates is coming in 5 minutes and I'm not putting her on the back boner for a little twink. All right. Get out of here. Get out of here now.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm sexually attracted to her. I mean, like, so sexually attracted. It's out of control. I can't even help it. It's like the time when I met Glenn Close on the set of Damages, and I said, I'll tell you who's damaged. My heart by you, because you've nearly broken it with your devastatingly good looks, Glenn. Anyway, I was sexually attracted to her as I'm sexually attracted to Jules. But you know what? It's just too much. I can't do it. There's just not a connection there beyond the sexual attraction, which is rampant.
So you just don't like want to like kind of not really have sex with her anymore? Like, what are you saying? He's like, yeah, well, sexually it's there. And Paige is like,
I think that you should say, hey, look, girl, I like having sex with you, but I don't have an emotional connection, so hit rocks. And yes, I do love that $8,000 ring you bought me for no reason, and I do look forward to our marriage together. Oh, I'm sorry, that was me. That was me. Thanks, Perry. Thanks, Perry.
Yeah, thanks, Perry. And just so you know, Perry, I did find this ring for about $25 at Ross. So you could – that's just a tip, a little pro tip for people out there. Signing off, Paige.
So then upstairs, Luke is talking to Lindsay, and he's like, yeah, I wonder if I should talk about when I should tell Hannah about Yelena. And we're like, Yelena? Who's Yelena? And we find out that Lindsay and Luke went to dinner after the Hamptons last weekend, and Luke said he was going to bring his girl, and Lindsay thought it was going to be Hannah, but instead it was Yelena.
Yeah, and just Lindsay like trying to wrap her mind around it. Like, yeah,
like he said, girls. I was expecting Hannah, but then this girl, Yelena, showed up, and I was expecting Hannah. So I was like, hi, Yelena, but she's not Hannah, and I was expecting Hannah, but it's Yelena. So then I was like, it's Yelena, wasn't Hannah.
Like, oh my God.
She's like, I have an earlier time because I want to be on Team Hannah, but I just really like saying Yelena. It's like really like perfect Lindsay word. Yelena. Yelena. I'm going to go straight for the Yelena.
Oh, and Luke. Sneaky Luke running in there to try and tell her, don't tell Hannah because I want to do it my own way. And she's like, hi, this is the widest version of Married to Medicine you're ever going to see. We're talking about everybody's relationship today. Okay. So,
yeah. Say, listen, I want to say it in my own way. I wrote a whole song for it. It goes, the coyotes on the street by the pine trees are yelling.
Who turned the sprinklers on? The coyotes.
Who let Yelena out?
So then Jordan brushes his teeth very intensely while he waits for Jules to get out of the bathroom. And I think this is the real problem here. You can't date a man that's vainer than you and expect him to wait outside the bathroom. Okay? It's as simple as that. There, your relationship is solved. Oh, thank you.
So the moms show up, and the moms are going to share a bed, and Kyle and Amanda are going to sleep on – they're going to put the couches together and sleep on the couches. Very Love Island. And Hannah's like in the bathroom, and like the – We can sense doom because Hannah's like getting her putting like lipstick on, and so everything sort of slows down for like a nanosecond, enough for the producers to be like, oh, she's putting on lipstick, but she's gonna get screwed. She's gonna get screwed, and it's like, whoa, back to fun.
So the gang goes out to dinner, and then the parents are gonna go have a private family dinner. I was like, oh my God,
of course.
You guys had one chance. You had one chance to make these kids more interesting. Even with the parents here, we have to listen to them talk about their terrible relationship. No.
You guys just had a 3-hour drive altogether. Like, just why do you need a dinner on top of that? So with the non-parent dinner, so they're all like at a table. Carl's like, oh, can we get like Greggy's espresso martinis for the table? Yeah. And then I guess Paige is like ordering a bunch of things, and Luke is like, oh, Paige, hey, do you feel like you're the CEO of the dinner? And she's like, yeah, fired. And then she just sneers like, what a stupid joke by Luke. Seriously? Like, why is he here? Seriously.
I get furious.
She spends most of the episode sneering, by the way, which I love.
Yeah, she hates Luke. I get very upset listening to her order. It's because it's, you know, and I say it every week, but I really don't like when thin people don't have to make an effort. I want to see thin people starving themselves or ordering sea bass or like whatever protein that's on there. I don't like seeing someone who's got a perfect little figure and 8-inch long skinny fingers saying, I'll have the ricotta pillows. Fuck you and your ricotta pillows.
I didn't even hear ricotta pillows. I think I blocked that out. I was like, I will not accept that.
So then over at mom dinner, Kyle's mom is like, is there a rum punch or something? And then Mama Bachelor is like, I want a tequila soda and lime. Right. Yeah. Give me five. Line them the fuck up. I'm going to have to listen to these two losers for the next hour and a half.
Like, we have one night in the Hamptons and we want a party too. So let's do this. Yeah. So Kyle's mom is like, so you want to get grilled now or you want to get grilled later? Okay. Because after dinner, it's going to be breastfeeding time. So let's get this done with, right?
Brett, Kyle, did you order the buttery nipple from him? Or are you just expecting me to give it to you? Because we're at dinner.
Let me tell you something. Kyle has never been as excited as when he watched Mad Max and they were offering up mother's milk to everyone. Wow, he got excited.
Kyle's like the only person rooting for that little kid on Game of Thrones who is still breastfeeding at like 15 years old.
Now we know why he liked those BBC beverages from a few seasons ago. It's like, yeah, milk-based cocktail. I'm totally into it.
They're like, Kyle, you can't just call something BMN. He's like, what? Buttery mom nipple. They're like, no, Kyle, it's too gross. All right, BBC. Better, better.
Buttery mom nipple. BMN's coming soon. From the creator of Loverboy comes mom's milk. It's just his mom being like, so Kyle's like, well, we've had some bumps in the road, but we're still trying to get the relationship back to where it was, which was really awful to begin with. So I guess we don't really have that far to go.
It's just really hard because I'm really tired and like I'm tired and like I don't know.
And then Amanda starts crying.
Yeah. And basically, you know, Kyle's like, well, we've been talking about Amanda quitting her job of 5 years, her very stable job of 5 years to come work at my startup. Because, you know, since all the drama has been with us working together, we thought let's double down on that instead of like remove that one variable that's been ruining everything for us. So that's where we're at.
And so she's crying. It's like, I want to say yes, but I don't know. And I really need to have it. And just starts crying.
I haven't been able to make guacamole all summer, Kyle.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then over with the gang, Hannah says, Jules, could you put some lemon on? And Jules says, I would love to.
I would love that so much. I'd even love it more if Paige asked me to do that, but I guess maybe she doesn't want to be my friends. So Hannah's like, so Lindsay, what'd you do this week? She's like, I had a lot of work. I had to like go to Hob House. Hob House. No, look, shut up, Carl. I had to go to Hob House and like look at papers and it was hard.
Well, but didn't you go out? Didn't you go out this week? She's like,
yeah, with a soccer player, best night of my life.
And then they just show Carl's face and he's like, oh.
Best night of your life. It's like, well, what about you? What about you, Carl? How did your date go? And he's like, yeah, it was good. I mean, she walked out on me and left me with the bill, which was, you know, definitely more expensive than pancakes. But, you know, I'm trying to reestablish my friendship with Lindsay right now. And I like hanging out with this person. She's really important to me. So I'm trying to navigate that right now. Lindsay's like, so annoyed.
Yeah,
and
Lindsay's like,
oh, well, I have my boyfriend feelings over here, and then I have my friendship feelings over here, and then, like, last week was the first time someone activated my boyfriend feelings and then activated my friend feelings all at the same time, so I was, like, double activated.
I was like, I don't know why you're trying to make activated.
Two sides of me, which is very rare. Two sides. Activate. Wow.
Yeah. So Hannah's like, I think you'll be okay if you, like, respect each other. Like, stop giving advice, okay, Hannah? Just stop.
Paige is just looking at Lindsay like, this old lady is crazy.
Yeah.
Should we put her into a retirement home? She's crazy.
And then Jules is like,
I think that you guys are doing an excellent job for now.
Jules is just like a very annoying administrator in your office right now. She just comes to your desk. It's, you're doing a great job with those expense reports, but maybe moving forward, we could change everything that you're doing, okay? Because it's not really working out for the rest of the team. Love what you're doing, though. Thanks. Yeah. Here are my notes.
So then we have to hear how Jules and Jordan are doing, and Jules is like,
we're okay. We're having fun. And we're obviously enjoying each other's company. Right, Jordan?
And you just see Jordan like, well, I can't just say I'm totally using her to still be on a TV show and escape paying rent at the same time. So I'm just going to nod. Just going to nod and then not get a boner later.
Yeah, exactly. So Hannah's like, raise your hand if you're single. This won't backfire in my face at all. Raise your hand. And everyone like pretty much raises their hand. And then Luke does a half and half, like a maybe not sort of hand signal. And everyone's like, oh, what? Paige and Hannah do like an emergency eye contact. They're like, oh my God, look at each other right now.
Yeah, would he?
Oh my God, did you see that? Oh
yeah, God. Would he have even said anything? But then he didn't get caught by Lindsay. He did it on purpose. Like he invited why would he invite this girl out with Lindsay? Do you think he expected Lindsay to call Hannah and tell her so that it could be like drama?
I think that he's just like a hot guy who just is used to doing whatever he wants and getting away with it. And I don't think that he's the type that's like, oh, I'm going to force a situation and have Lindsay broach it. I think he's just like, I'm being totally transparent. That's what I am. I may be hot, but listen, I'm not going to hide away with what my life is. You know, that's his vibe.
Oh, okay. Well, he's like, well, I've been talking to a girl a cup for the past couple of weeks. And Jules is like, but you kissed Hannah last weekend, and that puts her kind of on a middle ground, which is unfair to her.
And Jordan's like, Jules, why are you grilling him? Stop grilling him. Come on.
This reminds me of the time that I went out for a little rendezvous with Annette Bening, and things were getting hot and heavy, and then all of a sudden she started asking me all these questions. Let me tell you something. I had a boner that was standing 6 feet tall, and it dropped to the floor at that moment. And to make matters worse, I kicked her in the stomach by accident, and she had to go to the ER. What a terrible date.
And Luke goes, keep your eye on your own bobber. Which I thought was hilarious. So he's like, I started talking to someone else and it snowballed, you know? And Paige is like, have you slept together? And he goes, yeah. And so he's like, well, you know, like we met in New York, but I got to figure out, do I want to be single? Do I want to be with her? Do I want to cut a hole in the middle of a lake and put a stick with a string down on it and just hope for a sea bass? I don't know anymore, really.
I don't know. I'm just a soulful model / hockey instructor / jewelry maker who has a lot of the weight of the world on his shoulders, you know?
Am I ready for the E chord? I might be. I don't know. Time will tell.
So he's like, my head is spinning. And Hannah's like, well, if you and this girl are like trying to be something, then I don't like need to get involved with this. So...
She's like, ratchet. Ratcheteers on the inside. So now the moms are back at the house, and Kyle's mom is like, we see exactly where Kyle gets all his ornery instincts. She's like, I cannot stand to have dishes not soaking, as she's like doing the dishes like obsessively.
Yeah. And Amanda's like, Kyle, let's move the table and put the couches together so we have somewhere to sleep. I was like, does Amanda have lupus? What is going on with Amanda at this point? She's like a walking nap. Amanda is basically needs to go to bed at all times.
Yeah, she's in a bad state. So then upstairs, Paige is FaceTiming with Perry. She's like, hey, Perry, this is Jules. She's new. Anyway, Luke has a girl on the side. Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, my God. Great chat. Bye.
So then Hannah and Luke are in the kitchen, and she kind of smiles at him like in her flirty way. She's like, and then leaves. And he's like, oh, really? Come on.
Seriously? And so Hannah now is like talking with Paige. She's like, I've never been so shook and confused. And Paige is like, I thought he was joking. Like, he wasn't. Like, seriously, I had to FaceTime Perry and be like, I thought he was joking. And Perry was like, I thought he was joking too.
When I heard that, it was like, the only way I could relate it is the time that I was in the Marshalls and I looked down and I saw like a Chanel handbag. And then I said, $12. Are you joking? Catch me next week.
Anyway, thanks guys for tuning in. I'm right here. You can't end our session.
I just ended it. No longer streaming. Stream no longer live.
I ended it. Like and comment below.
So then Luke, we just get a shot of Luke putting on some chapstick in the middle of the night. I don't know where Luke thinks he's going, but I think Luke is that guy who's just sitting on his bed with a guitar. Like, if I just play the guitar long enough, surely someone's going to come in and make out with me. It's like, no,
yeah.
You need to learn more than two chords and maybe sing better and also stop writing your own lyrics. Might I suggest covers?
Yes. Yes. So then over in Jules and Jordan's room, Jordan's already gotten into bed. He's on like a preemptive, I'm tucked in bed, not having sex tonight. And Jules is like, why are you in bed right now? I'm confused. I thought everything was just great. Everything going wonderful. Can I give you a kiss? He's like, no, I'm exhausted. Not even a kiss. I'm exhausted. Sort of like Mira Sorvino after she was done with her frenetic Oscar campaign. I'm exhausted.
So then in Kyle's room, Kyle's mom's like, Kyle, can you just pee in the toilet? We just pee in the toilet and, you know, put the seat down after. That would be great. All right. He's like, I didn't even pee, Mom. So then the moms are talking with themselves, amongst themselves, and they're both concerned. Okay. And then we go to Luke's room. This is where the real concern should be. We go to Luke's room and he's like, love
makes me high. Love makes me high.
Putting my head on a ricotta pillow.
Hey, wait, you stole that from me.
Hey, guys, this is Paige. I just want you to know that if you want Luke's song, you can get it for cheaper by listening to anyone on the street. Thanks. Talk to you next time.
Hey, guys, I really enjoy ricotta pillows, but I just found a new way to get them even more expensively tonight. Let the guy across from you steal them. Guess who got cheaper ricotta pillows? That guy. Okay, it's not me, but we'll talk next time. Thanks for streaming with me.
Bye.
So, meanwhile, downstairs in the pillow fort that Amanda and Kyle are creating, so Kyle brought down all these linens, but apparently one of them was a towel. So Amanda just laid it out like a linen. And Kyle's like, babe, why the towel? Come on. He's like, this is what you brought down, Kyle. Babe, is there sand in our bed? It's because of the linens you brought down, Kyle. It's not my fault. I'm like, just when we thought they could not have a worse argument, it's about towels and linens on the couch.
So the next morning, the moms are like, oh, how'd you sleep, hon? And Amanda's mom was like, I think I heard Luke playing his guitar. And then Kyle's mom goes,
I can't imagine that he's just sitting in there playing his guitar by himself.
Yeah, then it cuts to him lying in bed being like, shadows from my past are chasing me down. If I look around, yeah.
So then Lindsay calls her new boyfriend or whatever. And then Hannah and Paige are talking in bed. And Hannah's like, Luke just texted me like, hey, Hannah, want to go rip on the bike? Want to go rip?
Like, take a fart on the bike? What?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Who says that? Want to go rip on the bike?
You want to go for a rip on the bike? And then Paige is like, no, please don't text my friend, okay? Please don't do that. He wants his cake and to eat it too. It's like, I'm no one's cake, okay? The only cake I want is my own that's in my face that I'm already eating, okay? It's called Hannah Entman's, and I like it. It's delicious.
So we're done with him, right?
And then he pops his head in. He's like, you want to wear that when we ride? Come on, wear it to come rip.
She's like, why do you want to go to the ride with me? If I were your girl, I wouldn't want you to be riding with a girl you've been kissing. Oh, really? I don't really understand that, so I'm just going to sit and stand here and look hot. So go for rip.
They're just like,
rip.
Don't talk to me. We're over you.
Yeah, they cut to a shot of Paige where her eyes are going. She's like, I cannot move my eyes left and right enough to show how annoyed I am by Luke right now. Not fast enough.
Then we see Amanda pacing around. Guess what she's doing? She's like, I'm tired.
Yeah. Kyle's like, yeah, Mom, when you're around, I'm not so inclined to party, which is a lie, I believe, because I seem to remember seeing lots of footage of Kyle being at his family reunion every single season, getting wasted with his parents.
Yeah. So the moms are talking to their kids privately, and Kyle's mom's like, yeah, right, with that conversation last night, Kyle, you didn't come in for dessert, so I just want to make sure you're not mad at me. And he's like, I'm not going to try sugarcoat things, Mom.
So, you gotta lift up that shirt, Mom. You gotta let me get some of that sweet milk, Mom. No, Kyle. She's like, I don't think that Amanda knows that if you sleep till 9, like, who's waking up with the kids? I'm like, you are, Kyle. You are, Kyle.
Yeah, because they would probably be your kids, too. Like, I mean, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And his mom's like, you know, I'm feeling some tension here. You think, Kyle's mom?
Oh, wait. No, I thought I was feeling tension. It's you were just trying to suckle me again. Get off it, Kyle. There's nothing in there.
And then Amanda's like, well, it's just that we're both frustrated all the time because we're working really hard. And it's like, there's no happy graphic design. It's so affable. It's like, just go to bed. Could someone just get Amanda a fucking pillow already?
I know. So Kyle's like, well, we're 10 months into this engagement and nothing has changed. She has not become the different person that I want her to be. And Kyle's mom is like, well, you have to marry who the person is, okay? Have you reached a point where you say, oh, my God, this is not going to work? Because let me tell you something we all have. Amanda's mom and I were like, this isn't going to work. It's hilarious watching our kids do this. Oh, man. Oh, thank God we don't have to pay for this wedding. That'll never happen.
I like that both the mom's advice was, hi, you need to do something about yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle's mom was like, you can't just complain about what she won't do. That's the kind of person she is. If you don't like the fact that she's tired and doesn't want to work 20 hours a day and get up at 5 a.m., then marry somebody else because that's what she does. And Amanda's mom is like, well, I mean, if you're going to work through this, then you have to work through it. You can't just like not resolve things, you know, which is nice.
And Kyle's like, I know. I have to work on my tone and my communications. And his mom's like, yeah, I call it your asshole tone. Pardon my French. As in, you sound like an asshole most of the time. I mean, I love you because you're my kid, so I'm biologically expected by society to love you. But no one else really has to love you, you know? Just think about the shit that comes out of your mouth once in a while.
Yeah. So, don't give up on love, Trixie Monocle. And then Carl, Luke, and Lindsay are in the kitchen, and Lindsay's still, like, moping around trying to get some attention from Carl, and he won't give it to her. And so he's like, oh, Luke, maybe you should take out the trash.
Oh. Hey, Luke, can you actually take that out? Clutch. That's so clutch. Thanks. Hey, here's a fresh one, Linsky. Refill that garbage thing. You what? I'm showing you affection. This is what best friends do for each other. They take hefty bags. Okay, great. Thanks. Just having fun.
Carl's mom comes in here and she's like, what are your plants, everybody? And Lucy's like, I've kept a plant alive in my apartment for 2 years, so I'm pretty proud of myself. And her mom's like, oh, really? I still got a plant living from when I was fucking one of my boyfriends in college. So,
yeah, that's right. It's called Kyle. Okay, here he is. I watered him. And now he's making everyone's life hell. So then Jules is with the girls, and she's like, hey, girls. Oh, my God. Now that we're best friends because we had ricotta pillows last night, let me show you what my idea is for Jordan. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this. He likes to get choked, all right? So he likes getting choked. He likes getting kinky. He likes getting handcuffed. He sometimes, I suspect he might like getting pegged. Not sure yet. But let's just focus on the autoerotic asphyxiation. Am I right, everyone? You just see Hannah's face like, I don't want to be here for this conversation.
Yeah, everybody's please, like horrified. And she's like, so here's the plan for his birthday. I'm going to choke him. Then I'm going to handcuff him to the door with these fuzzy handcuffs. Then I'm going to take all of his clothes. And then I'm just going to walk off.
Yeah. And then he's going to be so aroused. And I'm going to tell him all about how my grandfather started chili in Cincinnati. So finally someone will hear the story. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll just see where it goes.
If Gold Star chili doesn't give you a boner, I don't know what else I can do.
I'm actually going to put some Gold Star chili on my boobs and have him lick it off. I think it's going to be so kinky, he's going to love it.
So now Jules is standing outside of the bathroom waiting for Jordan to get ready, and she's just swinging her purse like a big TikTok. It's like ding, 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 ding.
Practicing her dominatrix moves. So now it's time for the mom to leave, which means that we get like a little bit more of, you know, we didn't really get Carl, Mom Carl, because the way Carl acts around moms is very specific, and we see it every season. He normally becomes like best little boy in the world. He's like, oh, hey, you know, I miss my mom. This is so great. You're a great mom. But this, we finally got a little bit of it. He like goes up to the mom. He's like, all right, one more hug. One more hug for the bros. Yeah, it's great. Saturday's for the hugs. Yeah, great seeing you.
And Carl's mom's like, Carl, good luck selling lover boy. Everyone here's counting on you now, Carl. He's like, oh,
good luck with that, you old skank. Get in the car.
Yeah, we're not talking about jobs right now. I have to reach my quota. So now they all go off to a winery. And Luke's like, whoa, this is my first winery I've ever been to. I don't even know what a winery is. Does it involve growing hockey pucks off of trees? Because that'd be great.
So they bring over some cheese and crackers. And the guy's like, here's a wine with a buttery finish.
Yeah.
What I skip.
You can't just gloss over the fact that here they are at a vineyard in the Hamptons. And this guy puts out a fucking cheese and cracker plate from the supermarket.
You know, that is what it looked like, but I was waiting for you to say something because I didn't know. Well, I was like, maybe they do that in the Hamptons. Like, maybe it's like an outdoor thing, so they put them on like plastic trays and just wrap them so flies can't get them. Or
no, I was furious. I paused and I looked at it. I was like, no, this is, they just took the plastic off the top. It's like the little square pieces of cheese and the little like Ritz crackers and everything. This, I'm like, how do you have a vineyard? You know, vineyards are like one of like, I feel like one of the joys of working at a vineyard is putting together a very bougie little cheese tray, right? You have like a nice little slate, something or another, or a wood block, and you put the little crackers here and a little thing of like honey there and that, you know, but you're just going to put down a supermarket display of cheese and crackers. Unacceptable. In the Hamptons. I would expect it in Temecula, but not in the Hamptons.
I didn't really know what to think because I'm more of a Tito's in the backseat kind of a person. So I was like, I don't get it. But then Lindsay, and then another thing I didn't get, Lindsay goes, because the waiter goes, okay, enjoy this wine with a buttery finish. And Lindsay goes, thank you. God, I love all the inside drama at the wineries. What are you talking about?
Did the winery guy just say something dirt? Like what are you talking about? What are we missing in this scene?
I know. So Carl's like, I think all the girls look fantastic. I just want to say all the girls look fantastic. I'm a woman, so yeah. So Luke gives Hannah a menu and Hannah's like, thank you, Luke. That's so nice of you.
Well, you know what, Hannah? I'm a nice guy. And Paige is just like, I know I'm wearing glasses as if I'm going to a 3D movie right now, but I'm still glaring at you right now through them.
Yeah.
I'm like glaring at Luke in 3D right now.
So Amanda's like, I had my mom here last night, so I need to catch up on the drama tired. And Jordan's like, well, I just slept. I slept 12 hours. It was really amazing. It's like when Charlize Theron said, want to sit on me for a little while, stud? And I said, no, thanks. I've got a date with Chunk from the Goonies. And then he stuck it in my ear. I've never come so hard.
Wow, I haven't been this relaxed since the time that Ellen Burstyn and I went to a spa in Ojai, California. Talk about Ojai. We got there. I fucked her in her elbow. She was never so aroused. She was so consumed with passion that she fell out the window and broke 3 bones. What a night. I guess it wasn't relaxing after all.
So it looks like we went out, and Hannah's like, rewind, maybe rewind a little bit. And he's like, all right, well, look, you said you're single, and I went like this, and it means I'm talking to someone. So, like, look, I'm just trying to be honest. And Amanda's like, honesty doesn't always make things right.
And then Carl does that thing. He's like, oh, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I'm just trying, you know, why can't we just be honest? Which is, of course, Carl's going to defend that because Carl uses the guise of honesty to try to do whatever he wants. Like, I'm just being honest. This is just what I want. I want this. I'm just trying to be like, pay more attention to me right now. You know, I just really like Sarah.
So Luke and Hannah go talk in the field, and Luke's like, look, I need to know where you're at, because like today I said, you want to go rip one on the motorcycle? I know you wanted to rip one. Come on. I know you did.
It was just sort of weird because I'm a male model. So why didn't you want to come on my motorcycle with me, you know?
And she's like, why did you want to go on there with me? He's like, because it's fun, Rapid One. And she's like, but look, listen, I'm going to be honest. Like, I've wanted to come here all week, play tennis mostly, but also, like, make out with you and, like, kiss you. I've, like, been thinking about it all week. But, like, I'm not going to be that girl in between other girl and you. Like, that's not who I am. So.
Well, listen. If it makes you feel any better, Yelena and I aren't even that serious, okay?
It's Yelena. That's your own girl. Oh, sorry. Yelena.
You know, like, we had a conversation, like, are we sleeping with other people? And I said, no, I'm not. I want to be extremely exclusive with you. So it's not that serious, you know?
She's like, oh, okay, so you chose to be exclusive.
No, no. What I'm saying is, she said, you want to be boyfriend and girlfriend? I said, yes, that would be great.
Oh, right, so you're exclusive. No, I'm just saying, she said, do you want to inseminate me and see if the baby grows? And I said, hey, why not? You know, let's give it a go.
You know? No, it's super casual. You know, she said, okay, by dating me, do you see this a future? Potentially, you know, I really want to settle down, have a family. And I said, I'm into all of that. The sooner the better. I want 3 kids by tomorrow. So it's pretty easy. It's very casual. Easy going, Hannah.
So it's like, all right, just commit to that. Do it. I'm going to be making memes about this failed relationship for about 9 months. So have fun.
And she's like, why are you trying to commit me to something? Why? I'm just like a male model who rides on motorcycles and listens to jewelry and comes up with, you know, songs on guitars, you know? And she's like,
you're not single, okay? You're not single, okay? Calling off all flirting and kissing. Flirting and kissing is over.
It's like, but all we do is banter. That's us. This is us. You ever see that show, This Is Us? That's like us, you know?
Except I don't know what the ending is, but I'll tell you, you're going to be shocked by it. Okay, you're going to be shocked.
I've never cried so hard when I watch This Is Us, mainly because I see my own reflection in my TV, and I see how beautiful I am, and I just start to cry.
She's like, but this feels like a fucked up love triangle, and I do not want to be part of it. I want to be part of a non-fucked up triangle. With Paige and Perry. Like, at least I have the option of getting a really pretty ring out of that one, so.
But you know what? I had been flirting with you all summer while you were with Armand. So, and you had a boyfriend then. So, basically, you're where I was, okay? So.
Not really. So, and if that's what you're trying to do, nice try, Dick. Because the fucking guys, they all think the same. Because Kyle, back at the table, Kyle's like, they're in the same situation. How they're not seeing eye to eye is blowing my mind.
It's not the same because Hannah and Armand's situation was like public and known and like fully well aware. Like, yes, they're like, you know, Hannah and Luke are not exclusive. And I think it's like they can date other people and stuff and play around. But I think it's weird when he is like, oh, there's another girl that I'm actively sleeping with. And we're like had conversations where we're not going to sleep with other people. That's like different.
And he just took her out and was like, are we going to try this? And they're like, yeah, let's try this. Like, what do these guys not understand? It's like every guy on Summer House, you know? Also, yeah, Amanda was already together with Armand, or Hannah was already together with Armand when she met you. This is you going out with someone else right after you were trying to woo Hannah. What the fuck? It's not the same thing.
And Hannah also would not act on anything while she thought that she and Armand were on a path towards something, and then when she found out that Armand thought it was something casual, then she nixed it and was like, okay, I'm open to this now. But
so she, Amanda's like,
but she was a little blindsided by him not being single, Kyle. And Paige is like, usually when you're almost about to have a girlfriend, you're not seeing someone else.
Are my 3D glasses conveying this point strongly enough? Because I am furious behind them.
And Carl's
furious
like,
at everything except at how cheaply I got these glasses, $10.99 at a gas station. Thank you.
Well, he's in a weird spot. I mean, I've been there. I get it. It's a gray area.
Oh, great,
it's
Carl.
A gray area. It's a gray area.
Oh, what a shocker. I can't believe Carl's been in the same situation. What a shocker. And Lindsay's like, I think that we're not talking about me. So let me just say that Hannah and I are in a little bit of a parallel situation because Carlito is doing the exact same thing to me right now. And you just see Carl's face like,
no one's here to talk about you, Lindsay. This isn't about you, Lindsay. So then the waiter comes over and pours, and Carl goes, a little salvy pee.
Savvy B. So back to Hannah. She's like, going forward, let's not flirt. He's like, well, I'm going to have a hard time not flirting with you, you know? She's like, well, you should talk to your girl about that because that's an issue. He's like, but can we enjoy the summer? I'm enjoying the summer, just not with you. He's like, oh. Like, you can see, like, he's like, I don't understand why this is happening to me, a male model. These things don't happen to male models.
And I really like how Hannah handles this, because she's just like, okay, well, blue-balling myself for that loser. That didn't work out. I'm fucking so many people now. Fuck that guy. And not, you know, like, not letting it, like, ruin everything, you know? I like that she's like, fuck that, weirdo.
And that's what I'm talking about. There was something very relatable about, like, the response to it and the way she and Paige all reacted. I just loved it. I loved it.
Yeah. So let's see. The waiter comes back and he's like, guys, tell me you love rosé.
Straight to rosé. So Luke and Hannah go back to the table and it's like, okay, emergency girl walk. So Hannah, Amanda, and Paige walk off to, like, chat about the situation and everything. But then the guys are back there and Carl's like, Luke, hey, Luke, you're a good guy. Yeah. I mean, I know I tried to, like, beat you up at the batting cages and everything, but now that you're down on your luck, you're a good guy. You're a good guy.
I know I was calling you a fifth bench scooter squirrel last week, but frankly, I just looked up hockey terms, and that's kind of all I did. But you know what? Good guy, fifth bench. All right, you know what? Goodbye, seventh bench. Look, I don't even know.
So Paige is like, Kyle and Carl are always jumping on the bandwagon when a guy does something wrong, but it's like, yeah, bro, you're also wrong. Zinger.
It's a wrong bandwagon, okay? And Hannah, shut up, Alexa. Nobody's talking to you. What is bandwagon one of her cues? This is every day now with you. And she's still Alexa, listening to me. You be quiet, ma'am. Stop.
Alexa
talking.
Is such a Summer House cast member. Were you guys talking? Can I say something about this? I have opinions about it, okay? Hi. Would you like me to look up something for Luke? No, Alexa, we're so over Luke right now.
I know. She's like, I have just gone through a very similar situation with Carl, who is making me feel sandbagged and like I am on a fifth bench.
I'm just trying to get back to my friendship with Carl right now. Things were going well, like, with me and Carl, but then he asked out Siri right in front of my face.
Yeah, so Hannah's just calm about it. She's like, well, I just said, like, you know, like, respect me. I want to be friends. Whatever. And Paige is like, amazing. You crushed it.
Amazing.
And best amazing. Part, it was free.
It was free. So thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
We're still here, Paige.
So then Amanda... Hannah's like, we should just go out with just the three of us tonight. And Amanda's like,
but I'm staying in with Kyle because, like, we need to work on our foundation. And then if we work on our foundation, then we'll be good.
No. You need to go out and have fun, okay? You spend enough damn time with Carl. You're stuck at home with Carl five nights a week. Get out. Yeah. Get out of go the out. House.
And the girls want her to go out, and they're like, they're joking about, like, why can't they all, like, get married or whatever together? And Amanda's like, is there such a thing as sister wives without a husband? And Paige is like, yeah, lesbians.
So then back home, they're all drinking some more back at home, of course. And Amanda's like, you're going to hump me now, Kyle. My mom is gone. And so he's like humping her legs. And then Carl gets a call while Lindsay's in the kitchen. And he's like, hi, you look beautiful.
By the way, you look great. Even though I can't see you.
Yo,
I
can Sarah, hear. Sarah, you look beautiful, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, you look beautiful. Hey, Sarah, your eyes are pretty.
I love the way you hit your touchscreen right there. That was great. You really touched it nicely. Hey, what do you think about my new hat? Yeah, it's really cool. The brim is actually 5 times the length of my leg. It's amazing.
He is like, you look amazing. And she's like, I just woke up. And Lindsay goes, you fucking pussy, and leaves the kitchen.
So Sarah's like, so what are you doing this week? Well, my schedule says Sarah, lunch, Sarah. By the way, you look great, Sarah.
Next week is Carl's birthday. Wanna come? And we just see Lindsay crying in the bathroom. She's like, Okay, so then Jordan comes out of the bathroom, and Jules is like,
Your birthday is Monday, right? I have champagne, and I thought we could have a little fun. And she pulls out the hairy cuffs or whatever.
Yeah, and he's like sitting on a chair or something, and he's like, no. No, you're not listening to me. I mean, you're like a regular Sybil Shepherd these days. Just listen to me. Listen to me for once.
I am listening to you, but you know what? Can I, like, give you a kiss for a second? He's like, no, no, no means no, all right?
Sigourney Weaver, get away from me. Sorry.
So he freaks out. Why is he freaking out? I think Jordan comes in here with plans, and then they're like, foiled. He like wants to have this big relationship thing with Jules, like fight or something with Jules to dump her, and it's not working, so now he's gonna fight with her because she's trying to kiss him. What?
Well, I think that basically he pushes girls away because he is like embarrassed about his erectile dysfunction, whatever that situation is. He's embarrassed by it, and it's easier to push someone away and like not have to find himself in that situation on national TV. Then, you know,
yeah, but
find
he's
yourself.
Done it every weekend, so it doesn't
I mean,
seem
it's tradition
to be a problem
at this point, Jordan. We don't even mind now. Like, it would be disappointing if you did get it up.
Yeah, he's been the one putting himself in that position, so
yeah,
it's so weird. I don't know what he's doing. So now I guess he's mad that she's trying to make out and like handcuff him, so yeah. He like storms out of there. And she's like, oh my god, fuck you then. I'm drinking this champagne alone, just kidding. I'm gonna see if Paige wants some.
I'm going to offer it to everyone except for Amanda, who still wants me to burn in a building. So then she goes off and look in search of the girls. And meanwhile, Carl is roving around in his, like, big bird way of being like, hey, Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay. Lindsay. So while he's searching around, Jules goes and finds the girls and starts talking about Jordan and but we're getting like half and half. We're getting like Jules talking about to the girls about Jordan, and Jordan talking to the bros about Jules.
Yeah, and she's like, "Can I talk to the girls alone?" And Kyle's like, "Oh," and then Jordan's like, "Can I talk to you alone, bro?"
Yeah,
like everybody has to like talk about their fucking relationship all the time. No one cares. You don't have a relationship, okay?
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, "Listen. I'm sexually attracted to her. It's like that time I had that torrid affair with Catherine Deneuve on a Florida mall. We met at a KB store, and I said, you, ma'am, are gorgeous. We went to the back of the store and had sex on her shoulder. But unfortunately, I knocked over a bunch of G.I. Joes on her face, and she had to go to the hospital because she choked on one. Anyway, I'm sexually attracted to her. But I'm just not compatible with her. And just this whole thing, it just feels superficial. She's not the one. I'm not going to marry her."
And then What's Her Buttons is outside like, "Oh my god, I couldn't even put handcuffs on him." And Paige is like, "I feel like this is a slight betrayal of my friendship with Jordan. But if I find a cheaper price down the street, that's where I'm going. Sorry, yeah. Ross, meet my friend Marshall, okay? Girl code is strong." So Jordan came up to us, and he's like, he's not feeling it with Jules anymore. And I'm like, why aren't you having this conversation with Jules? Just kidding. I love hearing it. It's going to be so fun to break her heart and watch her cry off. Watch her try and cry off the mascara that she stole from me and see if it's really as waterproof as they say. So
meanwhile, upstairs, Lindsay calls Aunt Rhonda. She's like, "Arr!" Like, I'm crying and no one's paying attention to me because, like, Jules somehow is having a scene right now. Like, "Arr!" And AR's like, "You sound terrible. What's going on?" "Oh, I just hit it and I lost my best friend. That's, like, crazy."
"Oh, Hub House. It's me, Carl. It's me, Carl. Are you talking to AR? Hey, AR, it's Carl. Carl to AR. AR to Carl. Carl to AR.
Do you want to speak to me? Do you want to check in on me as a fucking friend or not?"
And Aunt Rhonda's like, "You are both good friends. Get back to being friends. That's what friends are for, friends. Come on, friends."
"Hey, AR. AR, it's Carlito here. It's Carlito. Carlito to AR. Hey, AR.
Carlito."
So then the girls go into the living room, and Jordan's sitting there talking to Kyle, like trying to be all dramatic. And Paige goes,
"Why the long faces? Is Jules why? How about we all have a seat?"
Like, Paige is like about to solve the murder mystery dinner. You know, it's like,
"Shall we all have a seat?"
She has like a pipe and like one of those, I forget those hats, the detective hats with the flaps on the side. They have a name.
I just looked them up.
It was for, They're called something. They were just in a crossword puzzle. I had to look it up.
I'm too stupid for this. So you're on your own, buddy.
So anyway, Jules is like, Jordan, the girls told me you have something to tell me. And Jordan's like, everything's fine. And then Paige goes, ah.
And Jules is like, I wanted you to open up to me about how you are feeling.
And he's like, well, obviously not good after what just happened.
What? What happened, Jordan?
She tried to give you a kiss.
Yeah, some girl tried to fuck you on your birthday. Come on.
Kyle's like, you did tell her that you'd bring her back to mom. So he's like, well, I want to bring all these women back to my mother. It'd be a wonderful potluck dinner. Don't you agree, everyone?
And they're like, boo! Basically, everybody just boos him. And Kyle's like,
Hannah
order,
keeps making a mustache order. With her necklace. She keeps putting her mustache up here like, ooh.
Order in the court.
Jules goes, how do you feel about me? And Hannah goes, Jordan, please respond.
He's like, well, you go to, he's like, well, everything's fine. Yeah. And she's like,
you went to them and said, you're not feeling me. You are sleeping in my bed. And he's like,
fine then. I'll move my stuff down here to the living room.
How about you get the fuck out of the house, sir? You're not paying rent and you haven't put out. Get out.
Yeah. Put out or get out, right?
Yeah.
Is she done? She has not. Jules still has the floor, which is amazing because it's basically me having the floor because she's wearing all my clothes. You know what I say? You can fucking go. He's like, fine. I'm going to pack all my shit and I'm going to move to the couch. I'm like, to the couch?
Yeah, get out of this house. So Jules is like, do it now. And then he storms out while he's smiling like he doesn't have to try and get it up for a night. And Hannah's like, Jules, you did great. That was really great. And let's be honest, the sex couldn't have been that amazing. They all start cracking up.
So then upstairs, Carl.
No, wait. First, Luke is laughing at Hannah. He's like, yeah, Hannah, good one. And Paige goes, don't look over here, brah. Spin it.
Do you need me to put on my 3D glasses again? Because I can do that. So Carl is like, upstairs, Carl's like, Hubhouse, how can Carlito support you? How can I support you right now? She's like,
learn to be a fucking good friend for once, Carl. Carl, are you FaceTiming Sarah while I'm talking to you, Carl? Carlito, seriously?
By the way, you look great.
Thank you, Carl.
Oh, sorry, I was talking to Sarah.
Carlito.
Let's see. I love Lindsay. She's my best friend. I would literally do anything possible to make her feel better right now. Just kidding. I'm gonna go masturbate. So Jordan comes back in.
And by the way, he's like, is there anything I could do to make you feel okay? And it just got to Lindsay blowing her nose for like 10 seconds. Like,
yes, sir. So Jordan walks back in while the girls are still in the living room, and he takes the fuzzy handcuffs, and he's like, oh, and drops them on her lap. And Paige is like, okay, next on the docket, we should go out.
Yeah, because Paige is drunk by now. She's had a thimble of, like, vodka, and she's like, I'm wasted now. So she's like, we gotta go out. And Amanda goes, I'm gonna go to bed. It's like, of course you are, Amanda, of course.
So then Lindsay is wasted now too, right? So Carl comes into the kitchen on the way out and he's like, oh, hey, Hub House, Lindsayto, Burrito, Cuchito, Furrito. And she's like,
and she's saying this while simultaneously trying to open up a bag of tortilla shells. And she's like, can't do it. Like, you just see these giant like burrito shells. Like, she's just like, I don't want to talk to you, and like, I'm glad, like, you love the fucking conversation. And, like, she just is incapable of opening up these mission tortillas.
And then they just all leave her in the kitchen crying with tortillas. Lindsay, like, you might have a drinking problem. I'm just saying, okay? I'm not saying you're an alcoholic. I'm not saying anything like that, but maybe you should start drinking a little less because you're embarrassing at this point.
I need a best friend. I need a best friend. Maybe I'll call Everett.
Oh, good.
So so now everyone goes out and parties. Like, party time, party time, party time, party time. And then now it's like, now they're back. And Jordan is just like lying on the couch bed or whatever. And Amanda and Kyle are in their bed. Amanda's like, babe, hold my hand. I love you so much. I'm tired.
Tired. Yeah, I wonder what happened with them. It's like that mom trip really helped them because now they're like totally in love again. Whatever.
Well, Kyle got a takeaway. He's like, my takeaway is I have to be loving and empathetic. I'm like, wow. Who would have thought that in a relationship you have to be empathetic and loving?
Yeah. So then Luke and Hannah in the kitchen. Luke's like, I'm still drunk. And they eat some pizza. And he's like, you want some bacon? She goes, oh,
I don't want your bacon. I'm going to sleep.
Bacon rejection is the coldest.
Mm-hmm. So then the next morning.
Yeah,
how
next
are we
morning,
at an hour and 12 minutes?
I just
what
looked,
the I fuck? I was like, I'm tired. Why are we still talking about Summer
There's
House?
A lot that happened in this
was
episode.
Was there really?
Yeah, gents.
Oh
yeah, sorry for the episodes.
Stop.
So it's the next morning, and Jules is talking and she's saying, she's like, you know, I'm never going to blame myself for giving someone like Jordan, a very sad, strange, scarecrow of a person, the benefit of the doubt. But I do feel like an idiot, so that's where I'm at right now this morning.
Yeah. And then Jordan's like, what should I do about this? That couch was quite uncomfortable. Girl's like, you and Jules, like, gotta find a way to chat. Because chats really help. Like, last night I was chatting with Lindsay, and last thing I saw, she had mascara running down her face, snot running down her nose, and still didn't have tortillas open. So that worked out great.
But I did tell her she looked great. I said, by the way, you look great.
It's all she really lives for. Let's be honest. She's a girl, so.
Yeah, she looked great. So then Hannah's telling someone that she set boundaries with Luke, but she just also can't help but stare at his lips. I think she's telling Lindsay.
Yeah.
Which is like a little bit of a red flag. It makes me feel like, okay, she set the boundaries, but like next week, is she going to be like sweating Luke again? I kind of feel like that's what they were setting up.
Yeah, so then Carl is in the pool, and Lindsay comes out, like, moping around, and he's like, oh, Hub House, oh, want to talk? And she's like, what is it, Lejeune? Which is a power move, because he has to get out of the pool. So she sits with him, and she's like, how was that thing? I mean, I'm, like, a lot better today, but, like, I was so emotional yesterday, huh? And he's like, trust me,
I wanted to be there with you. I wanted to be there with you. I really did.
But I couldn't because there was something happening downstairs. I think someone was talking about maybe playing music. So I was like, I had to be there too. So basically she's like, I don't need the comfort of you being my best friend. And so he starts just saying all these canned things like, you mean so much to me. Like, I want to find this path to finding a friendship. You know, I have to meet my friendship quota and you're part of that. So I want you to put your weight on me. And then at the end of the day, like, I like Sarah too, and like I'm just being honest. That's just what I am, and like I am gonna have her come out next weekend, so that's where I'm at.
And then she's like, "Yeah, well, I'm happy we explored this because like I'm never gonna be with Carl, and I feel so much better now." I'm like, "Why do you feel better now?"
Yeah, and then the music was like all happy and uplifting. I'm like, "Did we just wrap up this storyline? What happened here?"
Please, that would be nice, but nothing happened except he's kept telling you the same shit he's been telling you.
I know. I don't want the storyline to be wrapped up because I like Lindsay being just totally crazy and Carl trying to, you know, act like everything is fine. But it sounds like it is kind of. They put like a little bow on it.
And did you notice her hat? It says, I am Rosé.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
All right, everybody. Well, that brings us to the end of Summer House.
Thank you all for listening and watching.
We'll be back tomorrow with a very special episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay, we're going to do a preview episode for that. We're going to do scene by scene breakdown or shot by shot breakdown of the preview. Normally, we do that on our Patreon bonus, but we figured we'll let you see what that's all about. And then next week on Patreon bonus, we're going to do Top Shelf episode 2
on the bonus.
I don't know. Or no, I don't know. We're doing it Monday. We're recording it Monday, so
we'll see. It's either gonna be in the bonus or the Monday show. It depends which is better, Top Chef or Atlanta.
Oh yes, that's right. I'm sorry, I got my schedule mixed up.
It's okay. It's, you know what? The world is upside down right now. Anything can happen.
Yeah, my bad. Okay, everybody, love ya. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.